CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 5th of March 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There's to be a new GB2RS broadcast. There's notes about the Tonight at 8 webinar and the Train the Trainers course. We are pleased to announce a new West Midlands GB2RS broadcast on the 4-metre band. Eddie, G0VVT, already broadcasts each Sunday evening from Stoke-on-Trent on 2 metres FM, 6 metres FM, via GB3SX, and on 70 centimetres, both simplex and via the GB7ST DMR repeater. He has now added 4 metres to his schedule, so if you're in the area, please join him at 6 p.m. local time on 70.425 MHz FM. You can download the full GB2RS broadcast schedule from the RSGB website at rsgb.org/gb2rs schedule. Don't forget the RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinar tomorrow, Monday the 6th of March. Barry Lewis, G4SJH, the RSGB's microwave manager, will talk about contesting in the microwave and millimeter wave bands at 23 centimeters and above. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more about this and other webinars on the Society's website at rsgb.org/webinars. The Train the Trainers course is designed to help amateur radio trainers deliver interesting and engaging courses. It imparts some of the latest best practice in education from frontline teachers in a fun and friendly environment. Further details are available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/train-the-trainers. The team would like to apologise for any late replies to emails received following its December announcement of the Train the Trainers courses for 2023, which was due to personal circumstances beyond its control. If you're interested in attending a Train the Trainers course or are a club that can host a course during 2023, then please contact the team by emailing trainthetrainers@rsgb.org.uk. The team needs 25 delegates to make a course viable and have already received offers of venues in Essex, Bristol and Livingston in Scotland. So if you're in or around one of these areas and would like to attend the course, the team would particularly like to hear from you. The RSGB has just launched a new video called 2022, A Year in Numbers. It links with the March RadCon feature, which gave an overview of the continuing amateur radio success story of 2022, in which RSGB headquarters staff often led the way. You can watch the video on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. In the April RadCon, you will be able to read in detail the work of the RSGB committees and other specialist volunteers. After the devastating earthquake in Turkey and northern Syria on the 21st of February, BBC's Digital Planet spoke to Aziz Shasa, TA1AE, who is the president of the Turkish Amateur Radio Association. Aziz explained the vital role of amateur radio as a key communication method in the region. He also talked about how radio amateurs were aiding relief efforts and the use of repeaters for VHF and UHF frequencies. You can hear the interview on BBC Sounds. Go to bbc.co.uk/sounds and search for Data in Disaster Zones. The interview starts at 2 minutes and 40 seconds into the broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events. The Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally is taking place today. The venue for the event is America Hall, Dularu Way, Pinho, Exeter, postcode Echo X-ray 4, 8 Papa Whiskey. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. for everyone and 10:15 a.m. for disabled visitors. Admission is £3. Entry for under 16s is free. There'll be trade stands and a bring and die. The South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society Junk Sale will take place next Saturday, that's the 11th of March, at the Railway Club, Grantham, postcode November, Golf 317 Alpha Uniform. Doors open for traders at 8 a.m. Traders are asked to bring their own table. Doors are open to the public between 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Admission for traders is £5 and for the public £1. Refreshments will be available on site. Contact is Stuart M0SDM. More details can be obtained via S Mason at Sierra Kilo Alpha Romeo Sierra .co.uk. The British Vintage Wireless Society meet will take at Biggleswade on Sunday the 12th of March. The venue will be the Weatherley Centre, Eagle Farm Road, Biggleswade, postcode Sierra Golf 188 Juliet Hotel. The event will feature traders selling vintage radios and TVs and components including valves and test gear. There will be a large bring and buy area and refreshments will be available. Extensive free off-road car parking right by the hall is available, as well as a disabled parking right beside the main door. The venue has level access throughout. Everyone is welcome to attend. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and admission is £8. For more details, contact Jeremy on 07799 110 080. And Dover Amateur Radio Club's Hamzilla Electronics Fair and Radio Rally will take place on Sunday, the 12th of March. The venue will be Julie Rose Stadium in Ashford, Kent, postcode Tango November 24, 9 Quebec X-ray. Free parking is available. The doors open at 10 a.m, 9:30 a.m. for early bird ticket holders. Local and national traders are welcome. Book your ticket and or a table online at hamzilla.uk or email club at deltaalpharomeocharlie.online. Now the special event news. Special call sign, Hotel Golf 200 Alpha November, will be active until the 15th of March to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Petőfi Sándor, one of Hungary's most famous poets. QSL via Logbook of the World and Club Logs OQRS. And members of the Grassroots Amateur Radio Club in Newfoundland, Canada, will be active as Victor Oscar 1 Tango Alpha Papa until Tuesday the 18th of March. The call sign is active to mark the anniversary of the United States ship Truxton and United States ship Pollux naval disaster that occurred off the coast of Newfoundland on the 18th of February 1942. Now the DX news. GOPAN M0XUU and RAM VU2JXN will be active from the Andaman Islands, AS001, until the end of today. Operating will be focused on the higher HF bands from 20 to 10 meters using CW and QO100. For more details, visit qrz.com. Philippe F1DUZ will be active as Foxfox Golf 4 Kilo Hotel from Guadeloupe, NA102, until the 8th of March, including participation in the ARRLDX SSB contest, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via F1DUZ. Paul, VE3AXT, will be active as Victor-3-1 Alpha X-ray from K Corku Island, NA-073, off the coast of Belize in the Caribbean Sea until Monday the 6th of March. He will be operating QRP on the 20 to 6 meter bands, QSL via M0URX's OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the Worked All Britain 3.5 megs contest runs from 1800 to 2200 UTC using CW and SSB, the exchange's signal report serial number, and Worked All Britain Square, if applicable. The ARRL International DX contest ends at 2359 UTC today, using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and transmission power. American stations send a signal report and their state. Canadian stations send a signal report and their province. The March 144 megs and 432 megs contest ends at 1400 UTC today, using almost the extended signal report serial number and locator. On Monday, the 6th of March, the 80-meter club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, using PSK63 and RITI on the 80-meter band, the extended signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 7th of March, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, using FM on the 2-meter band, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. Also, on Tuesday, the 7th of March, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 8th of March, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8, the exchange's report, and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 8th of March, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8, the exchange's report, and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday, the 9th of March, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And next weekend, the Commonwealth contest runs for 24 hours from 1000 UTC on Saturday the 11th to 1000 UTC on Sunday the 12th of March, using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Headquarters stations also send Hotel Quebec. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2023. The auroral event last week was probably the strongest we've had in this solar cycle. There were widespread visible aurora reports from the UK on Sunday the 26th of February, and the KP index eventually hit 7 at 0900 UTC on February the 27th, sparking widespread visible aurora alert all over the UK for Tuesday evening as well. The solar wind speed gradually decreased to below 650 kilometres a second, and the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field shifted to the north, bringing the KP index down. March is always a good or bad month for aurora, depending on your perspective. The aurora is at its most active around the equinoxes in March and September. Active region 3234 also produced an M8.6 flare on the 28th, but as this was at 1750 UTC, the radio blackout was restricted to the Americas. Any CME material was directed away from the Earth. The solar flux index remained in the range 150 to 160 last week, which was enough to make the daytime and maximum usable frequency remain above 28 MHz most of the time, although the geomagnetic disturbance did have an effect and lowered it slightly. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will remain in the range 145 to 165. A geomagnetic disturbance is predicted for the 5th to the 7th, which could see the KP index hit 5. So watch out for visible aurora once again. The period between the 9th to the 14th is predicted to be generally calm geomagnetically, so this might be the best time for DX on the upper HF bands. However, as we know, this is a difficult time for predictions. Anything could happen. We suggest keeping an eye on solarham.net for updates. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The very strong high pressure and tropo enhancement recently have completed for attention with magnificent auroras, but we're now heading into quieter territory. The large high will decline early this weekend, bringing an end to the tropo bonus. After which, the main weather theme is that of a colder northerly weather type with wintry showers, especially near windward coasts. This raises the prospect of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. After the recent dramatic solar-induced propagation week, it would be optimistic to expect a repeat, but the spring months are notable for producing auroras, and there's always random meteor scatter, so there are plenty of options to check up on in the coming week. For EME operators, moon declination is still high this weekend, but we're on the downward trend, turning negative on Thursday, meaning moon availability windows shortening all week. With perigee last Friday, past losses will continue to fall. 144 megs sky noise is low all week. Perhaps you already view your radio activity in the context of propagation conditions, but for those not yet making this a routine, becoming aware of how these things are controlled can make a huge difference to your operating successes. Why not start seeking out some of the excellent propagation talks from radio clubs and the RSGB convention, which are often available online. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting on the air on 144.330 MHz upper sideband from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there are club nets on 28.36 MHz at 8 p.m. and 70.425 MHz at 9 p.m. Contact is keith.mike0tangomikeoscar@btinternet.com. Or you can go to their website, bravovictoralfaromeosierra.org.uk. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society in Wimborne holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Please see the club website or Facebook page for information on how to get to the meetings. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. On Sundays, Torbay Amateur Radio Society has nets on 14.270 megs at 9:30 a.m. and 145.575 megs at 12 p.m. On Monday, there are nets on 3.663 megs at 10:30 a.m., 1.982 megs at 8 p.m. and 50.155 megs at 8:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the Society has nets on 14.270 megs at 9:30 a.m. and 3.663 megs from 10:30 a.m. The Society will be meeting from 7:30 p.m. on Friday. The 3.663 megs net will continue at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Contact is Kerry, Kilo Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee at mike0kiloromeoecho.net. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Parish Room Yeovil to discuss simple ATU design with G3MYM. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. Now, in Wales, Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. The club has recently been approved as an RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Brian, GW4DVB, is contact info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cwmbran Amateur Radio Society meets at Henslies Village Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth, 07942334464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Flonnie Dial, Cardiff, Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via gulfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club, Cymru, is meeting every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Lots Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, November Papa 109, Gulf November. The club has an HF net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs, the lower sideband, which starts around 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-Star net on DCS002B from 8 p.m. And from Gloucester, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m. starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 MHz FM, moving to 80 meters SSD later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 MHz SSD. Contact is Ann2E1GKY01242699595. Join the day or their website, golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.